It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan.
31 days of Halloween.
If you're locked in prison, the last place you're going to want to haunt when you do die is prison, right? But what if I told you it's actually really common to have haunted prisons all over the world, and none more famous than the one I'm going to talk about today, which is Alcatraz. Stories of incarceration, torture, and thrilling escapes, you know, the attempt have long been associated with the world-famous prison. Alcatraz, nicknamed Hellcatraz by its unfortunate inmates. Besides these, however, many mysterious occurrences are reported to have taken place there, and we must ask ourselves whether anything more ominous than a bloody history lurks within its impenetrable walls. Could it be that the island is inhabited by malevolent powers? Alcatraz, or what a lot of people call the Rock, was not always a prison. Many years ago, in the time of Native Americans, this barren and remote island was known as the White Rock because it was covered with white pelican droppings. It was avoided by local tribes, as was thought to be a haunt of evil spirits and a possible portal to another sinister dimension. Sounds like a great place for a prison. When the Spanish came across the island in the 17th century, they named it La Isla de los Alcatraces, or the Island of the Pelicans, but failed to recognize its importance as a strategic outpost. All this changed, though, in the 1850s. However, when the excellent military defensive potential of the island was finally realized, and it became home to a fortress for the purpose of guarding the Golden Gate. Building work on the fort commenced in 1854. Unfortunately, though, planners had failed to take into account both the geographical and meteorological factors, which were to prove so devastating for so many of the construction workers. There was only one landing site on the island, and access to this was restricted by strong currents and hazardous weather conditions, notably wind, rain, and fog. Once on the island, there was no water or vegetation, and with the supply route being so hazardous, access to essentials from the mainland was severely limited. In spite of the subsequent building of a wooden town around the construction site, as well as roads enabling better access, starvation and disease were rife, and huge numbers of workers died in the building of the fort. So there you go. As soon as this fort went up in Alcatraz, guess what? We already got potential for a haunting. Eventually, work was completed, and in 1859, the first prisoners were sent to Alcatraz. In 1861, the fortress had been made the official military prison for the entire Department of the Pacific. Prisoners were confined in atrocious conditions, forced to lie head to toe in serried ranks on the hard floor with no sanitary facilities. Not surprisingly, the captives died in their scores from disease. As time went on, the prison became increasingly notorious, housing military convicts and society's worst criminals. Thieves, thugs, rapists, murderers, and escapees from other prisons were sent to this formidable fortress, where they stood little to no chance of escape. When the increasingly desperate prisoners tried to escape their horrendous conditions, it seemed as if nature was working against them, as fearsome currents would wash them back to the island, or cause them to drown in the icy waters. By the 1930s, Alcatraz had become a maximum security prison, where only the most vicious and hardened criminals were sent. Men armed with machine guns stood on guard, although far more inmates met their death as a result of the conditions than through being shot. Once again, nature seemed determined to punish those who kept the prison walls their home. Cloying, dense fog enshrouded the fort, and icy winds cut through the otherwise impenetrable walls, causing inmates to feel perpetually cold and fall ill. Prisoners also had to endure the mental anguish of isolation, which was only heightened by the fact that they could see the lights of San Francisco. Oh, God. That's even worse. You're in prison and you see where you want to go. It was a harsh, brutal life with violence constantly breaking out among the inmates, and many men who did survive and escape the attempt were immediately executed by the soldiers. Well, that doesn't mean anything. You can go in there now and actually find all kinds of different stuff. One of the most incredible things that I've heard about Alcatraz is just the old weird feeling that every single one of these rooms have, these little prison cells. Sometimes you go in these places and you kind of feel just that eerie weirdness, that scary feeling like something might be going on. I got a feeling that these places really are haunted because it's a different feeling. People describe this feeling as, oh, just plain old sorrow. Of all the seemingly haunted areas in the fort, it's cell block D that's the most frightening. This was formerly the solitary confinement area for the prison, and it's to house the most hardened of criminals there. Here, prisoners were forced to stand in naked isolation in the freezing darkness for days on end. And if this wasn't bad enough, a ghostly presence was rumored to stalk the area, attempting to strangle the unfortunate inmate. The inexplicable death of one of the men seems to confirm these reports. This unfortunate prisoner's fate perplexed medical experts at the time of death, as the position of the bruises on his body revealed that it would have been physically impossible for him to have strangled himself. Could the evil spirit of a long-dead felon have been responsible? Whatever the reason, many inmates in cell block D spent their time continually screaming with terror and eventually went insane. In other parts of the prison, sobbing is heard and ghosts of inmates appear before rangers and visitors. Sometimes a strange whistling sound is heard, and the lice house, which was demolished many years ago, appears out of the dense fog, casting an eerie light over the troubled island. Reports of such supernatural encounters are morbidly fascinating to the world at large, and many people continue to be attracted to the island for that very reason. Whether or not the Native Americans were correct in their assumptions about this island being a portal to hell, the site certainly seems to possess considerable negative energies which hold all who visit in their thrall, much like the old inmates that used to be there. Ugh. Remind me never to go to jail, Alcatraz, or anywhere else. Just the thought of being haunted while you're in a jail cell? Wow, that's real torture. Guys, I hope you're having a freeing month. I hope you're not stuck in a prison cell somewhere and you're enjoying 31 days of Halloween. Don't do anything bad and wind up in Alcatraz and come back tomorrow. Hopefully.